Playing Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
So, Christelle, today we are talking about the Lady R report, which cannot be released in its entirety. But Ramaphosa did give us some kind of a small Nyana summary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to go back, Lady R was a Russian ship.
Yes.
That arrived in Simonstown.
Yes.
Yes.
During all of the sanctions after the war.
Yes.
And then the American ambassador said that we loaded weapons onto that ship and sent it back to Russia full of weapons to fight against Ukraine. And we had a meltdown as a country and pointed a lot of fingers and screamed and shouted a lot and said we would have a commission of inquiry because we said there were no weapons on the boat. And the American ambassador's words were, I stake my life on my intelligence.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then last night the president said what?
Yes. Also, what we must remember, why the hysteria also, because it was still touch and go if Vladimir Putin was going to be coming in person to BRICS. So it looked like, because we weren't really condemning anything, it looked like, oh no, we were just giving weapons to our friends, the Russians.
But apparently we haven't.
Well, so now we know and we don't know what happened.
Once again,
yes. And look, I think it's safe to say that the whole Lady R thing has set off red flags for a lot of people. See what I did there?
Yes, I get it.
So the president has said, so this is what we wel weet. Daar is bevind, volgens die president, dat daar nie wapens aan Rusland verskaf is nie, maar daar is wel wapens aan Suid-Afrika verskaf.
Yes, the boat arrived with things in it for us.
En dis iets wat ons al voorwag van 2018 af.
Okay.
En ons het geen beheer gehad oor wanneer hierdie goed gaan kom, hoe dit gaan kom nie. Hierdie wapens is nou vir ons uiteindelik gebring. En die president sê, hy kan nie verder op inligting oor dit bekend maak nie, omdat dit veiligheidsimplikasies het.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you online shop late one night after a couple, buy a boatload full of weapons and then there's a COVID interruption in the way and you get your weapons late, that's, you know, that just is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think there's other questions that are not answered, such as why Lady R's navigation system was switched off. There's also things around in terms of Reuben Brigitte, the American ambassador who made these accusations, then didn't back them in the commission process.
For me, I'm like, okay, dude, what you said you would stake your life on has now been investigated. The report has, or what we've seen of the report, has said something to the contrary. What are the implications for him now? Because then it started a whole kind of like tense situation with us and the States, and we can't have that.
100%. And I remember when we talked about this months ago when the Lady R thing first happened, we talked about exactly that. And old Reuben was sitting there saying, you know, he'll stake his life on his intelligence. But the point is, he's not going to give us his intelligence. He's probably not allowed to give us his intelligence. Mm. So whatever was said to him, unless he's, you know, lying through his teeth, which I doubt he would be. But I'm sure somebody must have said something to him that he thought was correct. Otherwise, this seems a weird thing to accuse a country of.
And now we're in kind of the same position where we're saying we can't reveal, or the president is saying, I can't reveal my intelligence.
And he's not going to reveal his intelligence. Yeah. So we're going to sit in the middle and go, who do we believe?
Well, certainly Outer has asked exactly that, and they've asked for more transparency. And the DA has already said that they have already asked for clarity on the terms of reference for the Commission of Inquiry under the Promotion of Access to Information legislation. So they're trying to piece it together on the information we can access. So I do think we might see more court action related to this. We're still also waiting for what the president said he would avail today, which is the executive summary of the report. But like, I can pretty much guarantee you it's not going to be anything that we didn't hear last night.
And this is the point. I've got a gut feel on this issue that this is not going to be one of those where we are ever going to get enough information, like, publicly available to any of us from either side. Like, even if we release a report that says one thing, without the reasons that Reuben said what he said, like, we only ever get half a picture, and I don't think we're going to get even a quarter of this one.
Are you not actually kind of relieved about that? Because
I don't know.
It's kind of, for me, as a South African, like, when we're not rocking the boat and when we're not in trouble, when everything is just kind of like centered and I don't want to say equal because this is the most unequal country in the world.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's that whole no news is good news vibe. Like, just let us just not upset anyone and let just nobody else upset us. Ons moenie met die mense beklei nie.
So I just want to point out what you did there, rocking the boat. Very clever.
Ah.
10 rand in the bad pun jar.
It wasn't even a spritz.
But I mean, following on that, remember we spoke a while ago about averting a war with Russia.
Yeah.
On diplomatic lines. Mm. I think, Roz, you're onto something in terms of an argument can be made on this as well, in terms of the Americans were upset.
They were.
We needed to certainly seem, you know, it's the same principle of at work. You can't just do your job. You have to be seen to be doing your job. You have to be seen to be taking this seriously.
So now there is a sub-dynamic to all of this, which is a little odd. It's that if we're not going to get any of Rubin's reasons for his statement, then sort of by default, Cyril's statement has to be taken at face value.
Yes.
And there's nothing to see.
But if there is nothing to see, then what? Does Rubin have to apologize?
No, his accusations have been interrogated. They were taken seriously and like, they were found to not be with merit.
Because already I see noises on social media and so on from fairly senior people and journalists and so on going, well, does Rubin have to apologize now? And I mean, I don't know. I don't think so. I'm just looking at it practically and going, well, if you've said one thing, I've said another thing. Then I've released a report saying that my thing is correct. Unless you're going to come with some substance for your thing, then surely my thing stands.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.